A Richmond resident has been crafting beautiful pieces of wooden furniture for 8 decades, and he doesn't plan to stop. Hans Verhoef, 94, drives to Vancouver 3 days a week to work in his riverfront workshop along Southwest Marine Drive. "I love it, that's why I'm still working," said Verhoef as he sat in the warmly lit workshop, nestled in an A-frame building originally used to repair boats. Verhoef was born in The Hague in the Netherlands in 1930. His family lived above his father's custom furniture shop near the Peace Palace, where Verhoef began his journey into furniture making. Once, during the Second World War, Verhoef and his father tried to recreate a cabinet from a photo of it in a museum using wood from an old windmill. "We made some real fancy things," he said. Verhoef always knew he wanted to be a cabinet maker. He began his career in the Netherlands at the age of 14, and he hasn't stopped since. Seeing the finished products, meeting new people and problem-solving are some of his favorite aspects of furniture making. "Sometimes you don't know how you go about something and it gets awkward. And you think about it over the weekend and you find a solution. That's very satisfying," Verhoef explained. He added that knowledge is key to his craft. "You have to know all the types of wood. You have to know every trade that's connected to you, like wallpaper hangers, painters, upholstery," he said. Moving to Canada for a change. Verhoef moved to Canada in 1957 after the Second World War, when he felt he needed a change. He got his start as a cabinet maker in Vancouver, making 50 cents an hour, and later got a job that paid 65 cents an hour, which was a lot better, though it was not high by any means. "At the same time, we could buy a chocolate bar for 10 cents," said Verhoef. He later took on a job with a company called BC Hardwood, which no longer exists, where he helped build cabinets and other furniture for UBC. Now, Verhoef furnishes luxury homes across the Lower Mainland and even in Seattle, with projects spanning years before completion. "I think it was the Lord who moved me to come here," Verhoef explained, looking back at his role in building the Christian Reformed Church in Richmond. He recalls the community coming together to build the church, now the Tapestry Church on No. 2 Road, from scratch. "The whole church, everybody helped. It was such a good time. They took care of bringing us lunch or coffee and took turns to do so," he said. Verhoef also helped put on the finishing touches at Blundell Elementary, including the play area. Now, years later, his legacy can still be spotted around the city. "I'm so proud of it," Verhoef said. Blessed with good health. When Verhoef isn't working, he takes care of his wife at home and runs errands. He met his wife while teaching Sunday school, and they have 4 children who are now in their 50s and 60s. "That's when I feel that I'm getting older. But for the rest, I'm still very healthy," said Verhoef. A cardigan over his shirt was all Verhoef needed on a crisp winter morning last week when he showed the news the outside of the building that housed his workshop. "I'm blessed with good health," he said, adding he makes sure his diet does not have too much fat and sugar and he is always active. "I'm a Christian. I believe that the Lord gives me health, gives me the talents. He gives me the opportunity to work. All my life, I've never been without work." At 80 years old, Verhoef was photographed working on the roof of a house in West Vancouver, and he has yet to retire from working on high ground. "I always paint my own house," he said. During summers, Verhoef also teaches woodworking at summer camps organized by his church. From planes and trains to clocks and boxes, kids can get a taste of what it's like to make their own toys. For now, Verhoef hopes to keep working for as long as possible. "So long as I'm healthy," he said. "I like being at home, reading a book, watching some TV, but I can't do that all day. I get restless. I have to do stuff. That way, each day gives satisfaction. It's not always easy, but I enjoy it." Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.